Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Pop.
The views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
You are now listening to Not a Faithful Radio, the show hosted by a faithful for the faithful, exclusively on Radio AFS.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Not a Faithful, and I'm glad you're tuned in today. Hope everyone had a blessed week, and as always, I got a great show planned for y'all today. I'm going to break down Niners jams and look ahead to Niners Cardinals, and of course, take your phone calls and texts as well. The number to call in is 646-668-8467, and the number to text in is 408-755-0030. Also, if you would like to advertise your business page, website, party, whatever, on Niner Faithful Radio, Radio AFS has packages available for as little as $25. Email me at ninerfaithfulradio@gmail.com for more info. So what's up, y'all? How y'all doing? I'm chilling in beautiful Turlock, California at the telly, you know what I'm saying? Watching American Dad, chill with the homies. Say what's up, y'all.
What's going on?
All right. So, obviously by now it's been, 4 days. Everybody should know that we lost 41-39 to the Los Angeles Rams. It was a hard-fought game. We came back. It was 8-something left in the fourth quarter when we started our comeback, scored 26 points in the fourth quarter, which is the most that we've scored in a quarter. 26 points in the second half was the most since 2013 when we scored 31 in Atlanta or versus Atlanta. And the 39 points is the most we scored since the 42 we put up against Jacksonville when we went to London in 2013 as well. So Brian Hoyer, after throwing the first pass, the first play of the game from scrimmage at least, throwing basically would have been a pick six if Garrett Selleck didn't run him down. He recovered pretty nicely, going 23 of 37 for 332 yards, two touchdowns and a pick, and a rushing touchdown, which really kind of should have been two picks because he ended up throwing a pick on the two-point conversion on the last touchdown we scored. So I mean he is the answer to the future or anything like that, but I mean he did recover nicely out through Jared Goff, who looks better. I mean, honestly, for the second week in a row, you can make an argument that the reason that the Niners didn't win the game was the quarterback. You know, the team had a better quarterback than us. I mean, you figure Goff ended up being 22 of 28 for 292 yards and three touchdowns and no picks. So, I mean, and then Gurley had two rushing touchdowns, and then one receiving. And he would carry the ball 28 times for 113 yards and had five catches for 36 yards. So, I mean, pretty much the Yams moved the ball and scored at will pretty much the whole night. I mean, their punter only had two punts all night. And, I mean, they only kicked two field goals. So they pretty much scored on damn near every possession, except for the special teams, the fumble on special teams and two fumbles on special teams and the recovered onside kick, which really isn't a turnover. But, I mean, we controlled the ball a lot better. We had the ball for 30 minutes and 17 seconds So really didn't hold the ball on too much more than L.A., but we didn't lose it. It was close, but we didn't lose it. I mean, it's funny because we can't seem to put a game together where we feel positive about the offense and defense. You know, against Seattle, everybody was high on the defense, like, all right, let's go. And, you know, down on the offense. And then now everybody's like, okay, this offense can do a little bit, a little something. And, you know, people are concerned about the defense. I mean, we got exposed. It, you know, it was clear that to anybody with any type of football eye, there's a lack of pass rush from, you know, the change between Seattle to L.A. was night and day. I mean, we ended up only getting D-line. Yeah, D-line had zero sacks and only three quarterback hits. So, I mean, Jared Goff's jersey was clean. And, you know, you saw what happens when you give quarterback time and space. They'll rip you apart. So we're going to get into the text line. We got a text from the 716. Sorry. Why did I say 720? Oh, that's the beginning of the number. Oops. So, do you think... No. Maybe Mama Jama starts with 545. I don't know. It's somebody who texts the text line. Are you concerned about the defense? Do you think that they got exposed? Well, yeah, that's pretty much what I just said. All right. Oh, really? Oh, shit. When did that happen?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Where's the keeper?
Stay, Doogie. All right. So, sorry about that, y'all. My boys were leaving to go to the club. So, I think that... Shut up, Doogie. I think that you saw with some good receivers and some good receivers could do against, you know, Rashard Robinson kind of struggled. You know, Kewan Williams struggled. So by any means, it wasn't. So we're going to take a break real quick. Got to organize some things. And we'll come back right back. Sorry about that. I have to make an order for something. So I'm pretty sure y'all don't want to hear me. So let me see. Where did they take all the – where did they put all the Niner songs? Sorry about this. Okay, here we go. We're just going to go ahead and slap this one. You're listening to Niner Faithful Radio on
this
Radio
home,
AFS.
This is home. Upper reserves in the very top. Sidelines in the lower block. See ya. My tailgaters in the main lot. On a place for six and it don't stop. Go. Now once that fog rolls in and you feel them strong winds, man, welcome to the sticks. Where the fans go hard until the end through a loss or win. Yeah, brother, that's the stick.
70,000 faithful got it rocking. With Owens White connected on that sprint right option. Head to toe, red and gold. You see, I'm not a pride. When John Taylor took that punt return for 95, we went crazy. Dominated the 80s. See, I was just a baby. But Posse would always take me to the stick to see the greats. Dean, Haley, and Craig. Ronnie, Brian, and Brent. Candlestick represent. Suck. All the memories make my head spin. When Michael Carter picked six on the Redskins. And Steve took that victory lap after he just sent the Cowgirls crying back to Texas. We know it's old, we know it's cold. But this is Candlestick and we call it home. Forever faithful, red and gold. The mother fans hate it, but we love it though. Cause this is home, this is home. Welcome to the stick, yeah, this is home. And even though they finna blow it up, we showing up. All my diehards know what's up. My season ticket holder standing proud. And back surgery just couldn't keep my Montana down. Chill. See, I was caught up in the moment when I heard Joe Starkey yelling. Watching Young get away from the Vikings. The comebacks on the Saints and the Giants. Hitting Pittsburgh right in the mouth. On Monday night, the lights went out. Divisional round with Green Bay when Cap took off on them all. That pack of linebackers still looking for the ball. You see, we all witnessed greatness when Jerry broke the touchdown record on the Raiders. When Hurst turned it up and got ghost. And Alex hit Vernon on the post. It might be old, it might be cold, but I left my heart here, cause this is home. We know it's old, we know it's cold, but this is Candlestick and we call it home. Forever faithful, red and gold. The mother fans hate it, but we love it though. Cause this is home, this is home. Welcome to the stick, yeah this is home. And even though they finna blow it up, we showing up, all my diehards know what's up. We know it's old, we know it's cold, but this is Candlestick and we call it home. Forever faithful, red and gold. The mother fans hate it, but we love it though. Cause this is home, this is home. Welcome to the stick, yeah this is home. And even though they finna blow it up, we showing up, all my diehards know what's up. This is home, this is home. Welcome to the stick, this is home. This is home, this is home. Candlestick Park, this is home. This is home, this is home. Welcome to the stick, this is home. And even though they finna blow it up, all my diehards know what's up. This is home.
That's my homage to Candlestick. Well, not mine. I didn't do it. But that's the homage to Candlestick Park. Home. The homie Dave Cannell, a.k.a. Heat. So, yeah. But, yeah, so, I mean, Sammy Watkins ended up getting 106 yards and a touchdown. And don't remember his first name, but his last name was Woods. Got 108. So, I mean, they're good receivers. I mean, they made some amazing catches. Jared Goff made some amazing throws. But we at the end, I mean, they'll never play it to one play and all that. And, you know, don't put it in the ref's hands. The refs cost us that game. The team may not come out and say it because, you know, that might not be, you know, that's just not what you professional, you know, teams do. And just don't go out and play the refs. But you can tell that we're at least frustrated. Which is something that you don't see. Well, I mean, you see it, but it's, you could tell that they were frustrated. I mean, none of them wanted to get fined. So they were very careful on what they shared. We got a number from the 559. Hey, homie, what's up? The Empire Faithful checking in. Oh, what's up? I think I know who this is, bro. What's up, homie? What's up, bro? How you doing? So, he wants to know, in the draft, do you go after a quarterback with O-line struggles? You know, that's a great point. Everybody just keeps on, and I mean, as everybody I'm pretty sure read, I think it was on Niners Wire, had a story about that Adams Peters, the VP of personnel, was at the UCLA-Stanford game, obviously looking at Josh Rosen. So they're clearly thinking about a quarterback. I mean, you could say that's what separates a lot of things. But, yeah, I mean, do we want to bring in a quarterback when he's going to get beat to hell? I mean, you know, Cap, I think, was able to come in as a second-year player and have success. Why? Because he had a great O-line. I mean, it was a better run O-line than a passing O-line. But, and nobody had seen somebody really with Kaepernick's skill set, not like him. I mean, that stride, it was just amazing. Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. What a day. But it was interesting to note that the offsides on the second drive on fourth down was what led to the touchdown. But poetic justice, Hoyer scores it on a keeper. Like, the one way nobody would have ever thought the Niners would have scored a touchdown, just Hoyer taking in on third and six. And just, you know, just, it was so funny. Just watch your hair go in, and you're like, all right. You could tell with that spike, it was releasing a lot of frustration and a lot of, you know. Let's put it this way, bro. He hears it. You know, he got booed after that pick. I mean, nobody's going to feel sorry for him. He's just a sacrificial lamb for this year. I don't know if I want to look beyond next year for a quarterback just because the quarterback class, you know, in 2018 is so strong. And, you know, in 2019 draft, I would hope we're not picking in the top five unless it was some type of trade. But I would hope that on merit we would not be trading in on top five off of our record. By 2019, I'd be very concerned. You know, you got some building blocks, some foundation pieces. So, they're growing. It's important to get Ruben on the field. We don't rush him back where he's going to do further damage. But, I mean, what's up with Perry Gasson? Big shout out from the same county as my dad, West Palm Beach County. But, yeah, led all receivers with 7 catches for 142 yards. And that catch he made on third down was just insane. Like, that was just, you could, he's not a number one receiver. On a good team, he's your number two. He's your, you know, chain mover. He's your T.O. when he was paired with Jerry. You know. The Bears did everything to stop Jerry that day. And it was horrible because the Bears really shut down Jerry that day. But T.O. went off, so it was almost like a passing of the torch. It was sad. Anyway. Robbie Gould with a missed PAT after Gary Selleck's touchdown. I mean, that was crucial because that forced us to go for two. What? I'm not playing with you. I'm doing the show, Doogie. Sorry. Go over there. Chill. Go over there. Over there. Over there, Doogie. Go. Go. Go that way. Sorry about that, y'all. The dog's being a dog. Stop. Get over there. Oh, now you want to love me. No, earlier you were trying to bite me and everything like that. I know you're just playing because you wanted to play, but I didn't want to play. Here. Speak.
Speak. Good boy. Say, go Niners. Say, go Dakota. Say, go Niners. Yeah, that's a good boy. Say, go Niners. Dakota. Speak. Say, go Niners. Dakota. Say, go Niners. Say, go Niners. He's looking at me like, what are you talking about? You're just a little puppy, that's why.
Go Niners. He's cocking his head back. So. I hope they got Swishers. But anyway, call into the show, bro. I'm anxious to hear from y'all.
No, we don't have any callers.
I'm anxious to hear from y'all. What did you think about the game? I mean, I could sit here and read statistics all day. I could read about our 10 penalties for 55 yards, a lot of them bogus, by the way. And it's not the amount of penalties. It's when they were called, really. It was a crucial time. Like Joe Staley had a huge false start. Well, no, it wasn't necessarily huge, but you could tell it was a false start for him. It was crazy. But yeah, call in. Love to hear from y'all. And if you're listening to the show on the recorded one after the live feed, then feel free to text us at 408-755-0030. That number again, 408-755-0030. And we'll go ahead and I'll go ahead and respond to y'all. We'll chop it up and you know, I'll put part or all of our conversation on air and talk about it. I don't have, excuse me, yawning. Whew. I don't have a problem with that. I love talking to fellow faithful. Oh, by the way, I would like to thank everybody listening to the show today that listened last week. 700 people, tied for the most we've ever had on the show. Love y'all. That's amazing. I'm taking this chance to, obviously, I'm hoping everybody that listened last week plus some more people will listen to the show this week. So I'm taking this chance to thank every one of y'all so much. I love y'all. I'm so blessed. Thank you, Jesus. All praise goes to God. Thank you so much, Lord. Also, I would like to give a shout-out to all the teams that protested the anthem to show unity yesterday. That really makes me proud. I mean, big shout-out. You could say what you want about how he runs the team or whatever, but big shout-out to Jed York. Really, that made me proud to be a Niner fan, to know that my owner feels like that. But we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, catch my breath, and I think, yep. Oh, real interesting stat. We're 10 of 29 passing on third down conversions on the season. And we only have 8 pre-snap penalties through 3 weeks. So that's an improvement. But, yeah, I mean, the rest is pretty much just snap numbers. Joe Staley keeps on continuing to get some snaps at special teams, which is kind of interesting. And then, you know, Kyle Shanahan, he had his interview. You know, he was, you know, Pierre Garçon was the first option. Marcus Goodwin was the second option, and then Trent Taylor was the third option on the second play. It's funny because Hoyer said that Trent Taylor beat him so bad on the out that he was just, when he cut in, he was just waiting there for him, and it wasn't in the play call and an option just to break off the route because he was third in the option, so Hoyer would have just, at that point, been thrown to a spot. So you could... And, you know, and nobody else was open. So we're going to go ahead and take care that break. And we'll be back. You're listening to Niner Faithful Radio on Radio AFS, All Sports, All Fans Sports Network.
All right, here we go. Let's go to work. 90 on one. Ready? Inside hands of Garrison Hurst.
Out in Lot E, any given Sunday. Rain or shine, I catch me nighttime on a Monday. Bleed red and gold, San Fran in my soul. Won 4 Super Bowls, while I was 4 years old. In a 10-year span, had the goal line stand. And Joe hit Kalo on a 10-yard slant. Ran the Broncos off the field in a route. They watched primetime, hot step into the house. Lately, it's been a drought, no Super Bowl team. But I was still a fan when we was 2-14. 10 rows from the end zone, you can find me. Hella 49er faithful right behind me. Hit like Lot and got hands like Wright. But hustle like Young and get high like Dwight. Yeah, win or lose, I'm a ride hard. No bandwagon jumping, I'm a die hard. Hey, I'm a die hard. Yeah, I'm a die hard. Win or lose for my squad, I'm a ride hard. For 90 plus on 90 plus with Brian Young and Stubblefield, put that rush on him. In 98 when T.O. dropped 4 against the Cheeseheads and squeezed in the game winning touch on him. Now I'm watching Frank the Tank tote the rock. Behind an O-line, a first round is holding block. Burning in the lane, he made the end zone the habitat. The crash tree lifting off the catches like an acrobat. Sideline to sideline, that's P. Willie. Hard hitter, got me tripping like, did he really just make that wide out throw up on the field? No 100-yard rushes, our front seven is real. Harbaugh stepped in and put us in the mix. Now ESPN say the Niners is legit. Yup, win or lose, I'm a ride hard. No bandwagon jumping, I'm a die hard. Hey, I'm a die hard. See, I'm a die hard. Win or lose for my squad, I'm a ride hard. Don't hate the team, try to pull my car. Like I told y'all before, I'm a die hard. I'm in lower box, section 1, row K, seats 7, 8, and 9. You season ticket holder, yeah, I put that on mine. Fair weather fans used to bag us all the time. See us doing good, now they trying to bandwagon ride. But don't confuse me with one of them, cause you ain't never seen me with none of them. Who got it better than a nobody? 49 of tattoos cross their whole body. Live by the cold, faithful fans go by. In the lot, tailgating with the banjo guy. Cross the goal line, rest hands go high in the sky. It's 49 of pride till I die. And if you were 9 of 2, then real talk, put your ones in the air. Rest in peace, Bill Walsh. Yo, win or lose, I'm a ride hard. No bandwagon jumping, I'm a die hard. Hey, I'm a die hard. Yeah, I'm a die hard. Win or lose for my squad, I'm a ride hard. Don't hate the team, try to pull my car. Like I told y'all before, I'm a die hard. Hey, I'm a die hard. See, I'm a die hard. Don't you hate the team, try to pull my car. See, I'm a die hard. See, I'm a die hard. Win or lose for my squad, I'm a ride hard.
Young, back to throw. In trouble, he's going to be sacked. No, gets away. He runs, gets away again, goes to the corner, gets away again, to the 35, cuts back at the 30, to the 20, the 50, the 10, he dies, touchdown, 49ers.
Go, 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 go. Man, those were good times. Not the best times. Still good times.
Anyway. So, he also said that Coach Shanahan also told us, or the media, I should say, not us, that he took a timeout because, you know, after that touchdown, the wide receiver came out on the wrong side, and he didn't think they were on the same page, so he wanted to make sure they got on the wrong page. But he said he went over and talked to Hoyer, looked in his eyes, and, you know, told him, hey, it'll be all right, you know, start over, and he said, I'll be okay. And he said he was fine. So, we're going to go ahead and close the books on the Yams game. That's pretty much a cool amount of information. So, the Cardinals game. They swept us last year. I was at the Thursday night game last year. It was, you know, not easy watching my team win. You know, the black jerseys, that was just, oof. That was a tough one. But, I would like to, like, eventually we're going to get a win. We're not going to go 0-16. I mean, this team's starting to get more talented. It's starting to get better. I mean, gave up 3 sacks. So, oh, actually, last week we gave up 9ers O-line. Because we worked with all the same 4 sacks. Trent Taylor, or Trent Brown gave up his first one of the year, but it was all 5 linemen all game, and then Gary Gilman came in for a play. I'm assuming it's like an extra tight end type of thing. So, oh, now it's Bob's Burger on. So, I mean, keep the faith, bruh. You know, you were entertained. It was a good game. And, I mean, you know, I personally don't think they should, you know, try to lose any games or whatever. I don't think they should ever be okay with losing. But if we are, I guess, you know, we'll get the draft capital. And hopefully get our QB of the future. Or I could see, this is the thing about it. What if they go free agency with quarterbacks? Well, what do you draft? I would say, depending on how high we are, you know, and who's available, you know, and that type of pick type of talent, I'd say edge rusher or cornerback. And, you know, somebody we pay, really push. Dante Johnson and Rashard Robinson. But, yeah, oh, I promised a giveaway. So I got some standing room only tickets. Possibly to give away on one of the next coming shows. I won't say which one. You're just going to have to listen to all of them. You see how I did that? I give you a little incentive to listen. So it won't be this one. Doesn't mean turn it off. Not by any means. I might drop some hints. Maybe I'll get some trivia. Maybe, you know, and it's like, hey, if you get it over the course and when I decide to give away the tickets, you know, if you keep on answering the trivia over and over again, I'll probably give it to you. So, a little, before we get out of here, I'll go ahead and do some Niner trivia. I might have done this question before. If I have and you've been listening to the show, well, you have an advantage. If not, if you're new to this show, well, thank you for tuning in for the first time. I hope this show is entertaining to you. You've pretty much heard me talk for the last 35 minutes, so probably 25, 30 minutes. I've been talking. So, somebody call in. Anybody. Don't make me message y'all and bug y'all. That sounds really desperate, doesn't it? Maybe that's why my show doesn't get any calls. Because I come off really desperate. I enjoy it, though. I'm talking Niners football. So what could be better? What could be better? The Navy. There's a commercial on for all Air Force. It's crazy. Air Force looks crazy. You do a lot of crazy stuff in the Air Force. But, yeah, so we'll probably give away some little hints on some standing room only to the Niners' next home game. Pretty sure that we're going to get them. Just got to cross some I's and dot some T's. Scratch that, reverse it. Dot some I's and cross some T's. I know. I totally probably everybody was like, okay, now this nigga's this dude's a joke. I'm a little loopy. It's been a very long day. Dealing with the doogie and the convertible. And Panda's convertible. Uh-oh. I guess both of my glasses are stuck. Yeah, my glasses broke. Oh, this girl roasted him. They have the TBS, they have this drop the mic thing. That's crazy. So, you've put up with me this long, so let me drop a little hint. What team did we play on the first home game on Thanksgiving? For bonus, who did we play the other game or games on Thanksgiving? And what year did we play the first home game at on Thanksgiving? You answer that little trivia, it'll get you into the drawing. But the hint to when I'm going to give the tickets away. This team is hopefully going to get me some happiness when we beat them. Possible we have a quarterback that's on their roster right now that may come here. That's the week I'm going to give the tickets away. So you know it's going to be one in the next 3 weeks at least. I'll give you that one. So. Let's see. Do we have any callers? No. Oh, we have a text message, though. 408. Great show, bro. Love it. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Do you think Carlos Hyde's a fit for the system? Well, yeah, obviously. I think anybody can agree with that. He actually did say that he thinks he is. And do you think they signed him to a contract? If he stays healthy, yes. You know, and I'm going to publicly come out and say this. I'm nervous about Eric Reed, y'all. I don't know if I would sign Eric Reed to like a 5-year contract right now. I don't know if I really, when he's missing a month. But we're going to make this kind of like a little DJ like type of show. So I'm gonna play some Niner slaps today. So let me see. Oh, I saw a Niner song. Still have something going with it. It's not the Niner song. This one. Let's see this one. Let's go. You're listening to the 954 Radio on Radio AFS.
Great excitement, enthusiasm. I can feel the enthusiasm coursing through my veins right now.
I've been a 49er fan since Steve the Bird. I remember when the Niners got a first ring. 4 field goals by Ray Wershing. Frisco, baby, we passionate. They said we couldn't get this far with Alex Smith. All non-believers, stop with the nonsense. Originators of the West Coast offense.
The Niners, yeah, we the greatest. Ask Chucky Smith, Roy Irvin, Vernon Davis. Alex Smith, yeah, he the boss. Frank Gore out the backfield, give him the toss. Patrick Willis, he's going for the steal. David Akers kicking the balls all over the field. Candlestick, baby, that's where my fan be. Ask Josh Morgan, baby, or Mr. Krabsinger.
I'm a true Niner, tailgates and all. Man, it was a good look, we got hardball. However, I've had the game, man, doing my thing. So many jerseys, they don't know my name. They're like, what's up, Gore? They go Davis. This week I'm Crabtree, next week I'm Willis. The 49er faithful to the good and the bad. Man, there's so much honor in the SF patch.
I remember cracking bottles at the Super Bowl wins. Running wild through the streets, must have been around 10, 2012. My home base of 6. I lived through the dynasties, I felt all the sticks. A new generation with the SF punk. Like Gore busting through, ripping them all apart. I call it first and goal. We headed to the end zone, smash up the gut on our way to the Super Bowl.
The dynasty, a legacy, an artist, what I'm born to be. Not satisfied with 5 rings, so we stay hungry. Hard fought guy that's working on chips. Adrenaline pumping, heading down the candlestick. My passion runs deep, cause we got game. When you're done playing us, remember the name. We the illest, Patrick Willis and August Smith. Getting it done with ball control and solid defense.
We love the San Francisco 49ers deep in the heart. Like Joe Montana in the corner, deep card. Garrison Hurt, stiff arm going 99. Don't get it twisted, one and all with prime time. John Taylor, Jerry Rice down the sideline. NGB, greatest owner of all time. Groove, Walgreens, Bill Belichick, were all students of Bill Walsh. Don't ever forget.
Performance.
And we're back. What is up? We got exactly 14 minutes on the show. Yeah. This show's funny. God's bigger. I don't have TV at my house, so I don't get to watch it very much. But I know y'all are listening out there. I'm not giving you any of my pizza, Doogie. Doogie! I'm not giving you any of my pizza. See, look. No pizza. I hate when dogs are all in my face. It's very invading. But I guess we're going to go ahead and oh, we got another text message. 650. What's up, Niner Faithful? How you doing? I'm doing fine. How about yourself? She said she feels very encouraged by Thursday night's loss because it's easy to say that the rest cost us a game. I feel that they did. You could say we could have played better here. We could have played, well, if it was a fifth, we'd all be drunk. It was, and I can understand if we would have been like 6 yards away from the first down or something. Then, okay, fine, whatever. But that was a first down, bro. I mean, you can't make a 20-yard first down on back-to-back plays. Like, that's so hard. Like, it's, that's crazy to ask a team to do that. So, how do we beat the Cardinals? Well, you got to tune in and to Niner Facebook Radio at Niner Faithful Radio on Facebook or at Niner Faithful R on Twitter to find out. By the way, big shout out to all 260-something people that read my blog last week, Keys to Victory, about the Yam. I really appreciate everybody that read my blog. And I hope y'all are tuned into the show today. So, good to know. Awesome. We got 10 minutes on the show. So, I figure, you know what, we'll go ahead and rock it 5 more minutes. And if nobody calls in, we'll go ahead and call it a wrap. What's wrong, Doogie? All right. So, yeah, we'll give it till 5 minutes left in the show. If nobody's called in, we'll go ahead and give it a wrap. So I'll go ahead and slap it. I'll still be able to see the call. A call. If it comes in, I'm going to go ahead and slap some music, probably around a 5-minute song. And, yeah, there you go. That's perfect. You're listening to Niner Faithful Radio on Radio AFS.
49 the Almighty. 49 EA Ski. 49 Let's go.
champion. The glory of these champions is left to the two-headed beast, Alex Kaepernick. Highs and lows of this franchise, we battle-tested and wise. The owners are on the fan side, a tradition we could stand by. Lombardi Trophy 5 times and all within my lifetime. Feel the gold rush when I rhyme, I'm locked in when it's game time. Follow what I say to y'all, Harbaugh got them playing ball. Greatest team of all time, gotta keep the game on. I know they wanna hate on this new level of greatness. Hall of Fame reservation awaits the nation.
And we're back live, he said. Alex Smith. He named everybody. Alright, so.
Why'd you ask him like that? That's kind of crazy.
Why is it? Why is that? Oh.
The Almighty.
That was kind of weird.
Alright. That was kind of weird. So, we didn't get any calls. See, I think we're going to call it quits. But, before we get out of here, I'd like to remind everyone to check out my Keys to Victory, Niners Cardinals, coming out Friday or Saturday on Sports Elite. The website is in the sports and the show description. Please like Niner Faithful Radio on Facebook. Just search Niner Faithful Radio. And also follow us on Twitter at Niner Faithful R, all one word. And again, if you would like to advertise your business page or whatever, on Niner Faithful Radio, email me at NinerFaithfulRadio@gmail.com. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I'll see y'all next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Peace, love, and happiness. Go Niners. Alvin, my boy, why don't you gone and take it away.
Thank you, everybody.